Hello and welcome to our June Exceptional Speaker Bonus Call, powered by Exceptional Connections. I am Cindy O'Neill Dady, the founder of Exceptional Connections Networking, as well as our educational series for Networking Mastery. Our monthly bonus calls highlight Hello and welcome to our June Exceptional Speaker Bonus Call, powered by Exceptional Connections. I'm Cindy O'Neill Dady, the founder of Exceptional Connections Networking, as well as our educational series for Networking Mastery. Our bonus calls highlight our monthly Exceptional Connections Spotlight speakers who graciously agree to share their brilliance with our Exceptional Connections community and beyond. We're very thankful that Nicole Lux Ritchie, Luxentric Technology Coach, was a spotlight speaker at our recent Tuesday, June 12th Exceptional Connections luncheon. All in attendance were encouraged and offered great tips during Nicole's ECN 20-minute Operation Inbox Rescue Talk. So this is not a new concept. During Operation Inbox Rescue, during Nicole's presentation, we learned concrete skills that we could implement immediately. We are super honored to have Nicole share with us today. To set the expectations for this call, Nicole has generously agreed to talk about managing passwords for the next 20 to 30 minutes. And then we'll open up the call for Q&A with a plan to end by 1 p.m. So be sure to stay till the end of the call, as we're going to be sharing with our listeners some juicy offers that Nicole and I are going to be making. And you'll also have access to the replay afterwards. So we're super excited to be able to offer all kinds of goodies to our community. So it is my pleasure and honor to introduce Nicole Lux Ritchie, again, Luxentric Technology Coach, as a presenter of our June Exceptional Speaker Bonus Call today. Nicole comes to you as a multi-generational, deep-rooted native of Western Washington. It needs to be watered on often. Well, today is a sunny day, so you're going to need some extra watering, Nicole. She lives in Issaquah, Washington, with her husband, three teenagers, three cats, and a ferret. Full household there. From support representative during the pioneer days of online banking, to owning a used bookstore, to tutoring retirees on how to use the computer, and training small business owners how to get all of their tech in order, Nicole is able to bridge the gap between, I love this, techno babble and the regular human. So she speaks many languages. She's fluent in techno babble. It's my pleasure to turn this call over to Nicole. Take it away, Nicole.
Thanks, Cindy. It is an absolute pleasure to be here. I had so much fun at the luncheon talking about inbox rescue, which is one of my favorite topics. And aside from the email topic, I also love passwords. And so that's what this bonus call is going to be on today. Passwords tend to be a tricky subject for pretty much everybody. And generally, at least one time during each of my my private client sessions, we deal with passwords and finding them and making sure they're right and getting access to stuff. And so a lot of the technology troubles that we have also fall into passwords. And so I thought I would offer the bonus call today on passwords. On the Exceptional Connection websites where they talk about the bonus call, I think Cindy said she's going to put a link to the worksheet that I have on passwords just to kind of follow along with this bonus call so that you can have a tangible takeaway and reminder sheet. So if you are on the Facebook group and saw the event, you'll see the link to that worksheet there, and you should be able to print it out to follow along. To get started, we're going to just talk about the solution to managing passwords. And the solution to managing passwords is simply to know what they are and where to find them. Most of us have 10, 15, 20, 30, and more passwords to manage. And with all the rules and the ideals and the stuff that people talk about in keeping passwords in order, it can get super overwhelming. And so I want to go through just the basics of what we actually need to deal with. And so the first thing that I'm going to talk about, and it's on the worksheet, is the goal. And the goal is super simple. The goal with passwords is to keep your stuff safe and to allow you to access it. That's the whole point, and that's what we're going to talk about. The password gurus will talk to you about all kinds of super exciting things like two-factor auth and no two passwords the same, and capital letters, lowercase letters, numbers, special characters, and not writing them down, and all these sorts of things that can be overwhelming, can be almost a hindrance to keeping us safe and secure and able to access our stuff. Because that's the goal. We want to be able to access our stuff and keep it safe. Among the important rules for passwords, I'm going to share a technique that I use to allow you to remember your password and be able to keep it safe while following some, not all, of the guidelines that the gurus have. The guidelines that I believe are truly important are the length of your password. So you want to, you know, a three-digit password is certainly not going to be quite secure enough as an eight-digit password. Passwords longer than, say, 15 digits tend to be almost impossible to remember. So I like to keep a password between 8 and 15 digits long. It's a good idea also to have at least one capital letter, at least one lowercase letter, and a number. It's also, if possible, ideal to have a special character. And the special characters, those are the ones that are above the numbers on your keyboard. There's a bunch of options for special characters that you want to think about when thinking of your favorite. The exclamation point is pretty good. The hashtag is good. Number sign, percentage, ampersand, and asterisk. Those are the most ideal special characters. The at symbol I would shy away from a bit, and sometimes the hashtag, because they're used primarily for other things. I don't really recommend using the semicolons or colons or parentheses in the special characters because they're just a little bit more less specific as far as a special character. The other thing we want to be aware of in special characters is the fact that not all sites accept them. So when thinking of them, you think about your favorite special character and you just have to be aware that some sites will require the special character and some sites won't let you use them. And it's just it's not consistent. But ideally, I like the sites that at least, at the very least, allow them. The next requirement for passwords or guideline is to not have the same password for everything. If you have the same password for your email account, as your bank, as your Amazon account, then if your password is compromised, often those hackers will say, hey, we've got a good one, now let's go try it on every other site that we know in existence. And they have programs to do that. So it is a good idea to thwart those programs to have a different password for everything, which gives you that serious problem of being able to remember dozens of passwords. If your passwords are all different, that is going to give you trouble. So to counteract that and to comply with the recommendations, I have discovered, I didn't come up with this. I was at a networking meeting and we were all talking about passwords and someone shared this with me. And so I am sharing this idea with you and helping you implement it. And it is using a password pattern. This password pattern will allow you to have capital letters, lowercase letters, numbers, and special characters, and have a different password for all of your things. To start out, you want to really think about what your password pattern will be. And by pattern, because it's a pattern, it means it's consistent so that you don't have to think too hard about it when coming across entering your password and choosing a password. Because both of those instances, whether you're choosing it or just simply entering it, you have to do a little bit of thinking. And choosing a good password, choosing a consistent password, is really the first step to managing your entire password system. So the first thing that we're going to do, and this is on your worksheet, is we're going to come up with a 4 to 6 letter word. And this word can be, it can be your pet's name, it can be your children's names, it can be your favorite flower, it can be your favorite type of gem or rock or a word that resonates with you. Some people might want to use, you know, their word of the year if you work on that and come up with like a value like generosity or profit or money or any of those individual words that just really connect with you. Because of the password pattern system, you don't have to stay away from using words that are dear to you like a pet's name, simply because we're going to add more stuff to it to make it more secure. So sure, someone nefarious might be able to guess your pet's name, but they wouldn't know which number you paired it with. So we're going to choose a word, and on the worksheet I have the example of love, and here I'm capitalizing the word love. So we've got capital L-O-V-E for our word, and then next we choose a 4-digit number. This number, again, it can be anything. It can be an anniversary date. You could use, you know, the first 2 digits of the month and the first 2 digits of the day and leave off the year, or you could do the first 2 digits of the month and put in the last 2 of the year or the first 2 of the year. This particular number on the worksheet is just one of those standard numbers from a song, if any of you are old enough to remember that. So we've got 5309 as the number, but again, any number is going to be a good one. My personal number that I use is the original PIN number I received when I first got a debit card back when I was like 16. I used that number for a long time. I have since changed it, but that's a good example of a number that's in your head already that you can easily remember. Next, we're going to choose a special character. And again, I recommend that you choose either exclamation point, hashtag, dollar sign, percentage, ampersand, or asterisk. Those tend to be the best. And if you're kind of wondering which one you should choose, one technique that I sometimes use is to look at the number, the last number in the last digit in the number that I chose, and use the special character above that. So if the last number was a 1, you would use the exclamation point. If the last number was a 7, you'd use the ampersand. In this case, on our example number, the last number is 9, which would be the parentheses. And that one you can use, although the parentheses, the left parentheses, might not be an allowed special character in some system. And then the last thing is really what gives this particular pattern its power. And it is take the website that you're on, the website that you need to create a password for, and identify its first three letters or the letters that make sense. There are some companies where it's like these might not be the first letters, but it's how you identify that website. And it's how you identify it and how you can consistently remember it. So at this point, you don't want to make something up. So you take the first three letters and you would capitalize them. So with an example of, say, Capital One Bank, those first three letters would be CAP and set those in all caps. So with this identification of your special word, your special number, your special character, you know what to do. You know the pieces of your password. And then we arrange them into an order. I like to have my word and then the first three letters, then the number, then the special character last. But you can rearrange them. I would caution you to pick an arrangement and stick with it for all of your passwords, because that gives you one less thing that you have to think about. It's one thing to have to remember your special word and your special number, but it's a whole nother to, okay, and what arrangement did I do? So choose an arrangement and stick with it. So you've got your word first, then you've got the first three letters of the website that you're trying to log into, and then you got your number, and then your special character. So in our example on the worksheet, it would go something like this. We'll say the password for Amazon would be love, capital L, and then lowercase O-V-E. And then we plug in those first three letters of the website, which for Amazon would be capital A-M-A. And then we would plug in our number, which is 5309. And we would plug in our special character, which is the exclamation point. So your Amazon password in this example would be love, A-M-A, 5309, exclamation point. And once you've got that established, it makes it a whole lot easier to choose passwords for the other websites. So in this example, your Google password would be love, G-O-O, 5309, exclamation point. If you log into my website and set up an account, your password would be love, L-U-X, 5309, exclamation point. And then, of course, LastPass, which I'm going to talk about next, that password would be love, L-A-S, 5309, exclamation point. This way, you know what your password is, and you know that it's correct. As you go through setting up this pattern, because if you've got, 10, 15, 20 or more passwords, it's going to be super tedious and super annoying to go through and change passwords on everything. What I recommend in implementing this is to go to a website that you need to log into and enter your preferred password. And if it's wrong, then go in and do the password reset and reset it to this new pattern. That way, as you go through, you'll gradually get them all in order. And further on, a deeper level of managing passwords, and again, this is once you get past about 15 passwords, this pattern can't handle the load. At some point, you're going to want a more robust system, and that system would be a password manager. And a password manager, that is a cloud system, or in some cases, if you're still hesitant to use the cloud, you can load a password manager onto a thumb drive or download it onto your computer and have it help you log into websites. But the functionality of a password manager, however it is that you use it, is that as you're surfing the internet, it will recognize when there's a username and password available, and it will recognize whether or not you have a password established. And it's only doing it when you ask it to. These password managers are encrypted on both ends, so even the employees at the password manager place, they can't get access to your password because of the way that system is designed. So the company that I recommend is LastPass, and that's LastPass.com. And LastPass is one of the big ones. And so their whole purpose in life is to keep your passwords safe. And they're kind of like the bank. You know, back in the day when people didn't trust the bank, there was good reasons to not trust the bank. But over time, we became more and more reliant on the banks, and there were more and more things in place to keep banks safe and keep banks trustworthy. And the same thing is happening to these password managers. It is much more secure to use a password manager like LastPass than to keep your passwords written on a notebook under your desk or to try to remember them all on your own. The password pattern that I just taught you is super great and very, very helpful. But using that in conjunction with a password manager is really the way to go. And so if you got the time, right now, as soon as we're done with this call, go ahead and check out LastPass.com and set up a free account. It is by far the most robust password manager that I found as far as its free account goes. And it will allow you to log in to your systems and set up passwords so that at the very least you have a place to go and look them up. Because again, I said this is a super secure site for managing passwords. The other thing that you want to be aware of is with LastPass and with your email account, those are the two most important passwords that you need to keep track of. Your LastPass account, your password manager account, of course, because that's where all your passwords would be, and your email account, because that's where you're most likely going to need to go to reset a password if you don't remember it. So if you are wanting to really, really up your game with something like two-factor auth, and if you're not sure about how that works, that might be a more private conversation that we could have together later. But if you were to set up the two-factor auth for anything, you would want to do that with your password manager and your email account, because those two are what you want to keep most secure. And with those ones secure, then all the other ones are a little bit less compromisable, if that's an actual word. So that's what I've got as far as passwords go. Let me just check my notes real quick to make sure I have everything that I had meant to talk about. Password examples. We've got the LastPass resource. Also, I offer a topic tackle, a 30-minute topic tackle to help you untangle your passwords, and you can find that on my website at luxcentric.com. And that is spelled LuxCentric.com. And in the scheduling menu, you'd be able to find topic tackle there and go ahead and schedule a time with me to untangle your passwords. And I think that is about it for the 20 minutes we have to talk on this bonus call. And I think Cindy set aside some time for questions and answers and other such fun things.
We have. Wow. Thank you so much, Nicole, for serving up so much value. I learned a lot. That's really exciting. And I love the pattern, the password pattern. That's really brilliant because, like you say, you can use the same pattern and really, once you master it, you don't really need, you know, it's nice to have a resource to look them up, but you can have access to a lot more than just a few, right?
Excellent. Yes, exactly. Yeah, I was blown away when someone introduced it to me. It was a while ago, but it's like, wow, that will work.
I love it. Yeah, and you know, it's your pattern, right? So you can put it in whatever order you want, and that's awesome too. But you do recommend a 4-digit number as opposed to a 3-digit number, right? Is that part of the security or just the length of it?
It is. 3 digits would work. I like 4. Just, I don't know, there's something special about 4. But if you've got a 3-digit number that you're more likely to be able to remember, like this my in my example, I did 5309. Well, people are more likely to remember 309, which would still be more secure than something written down on your laptop as to how to access.
So right.
It's just that is definitely in the guideline field as far as
right.
The 4-digit.
Right. Yeah. No, I get that there's flexibility, but I love having a pattern is great. So thank you for that. So, you know, anybody else want to chime in and ask any questions, you know, about what Nicole covered, any clarification? This is a great time, or even just, you know, that you enjoyed the call. So take it away. I've unmuted everybody.
This is Marley. Can you hear me?
Hi, Marley.
Hey, Marley.
Hey. I just want to say that if this helps me as much as what you taught last week in the meeting about organizing your email, I'm a happy camper because, oh my, I went and deleted about 1,200 emails, found some that I had missed that were important. Because I just, oh my goodness, that is such a hard thing. But setting up those 3 files was just the ticket. It was really wonderful. So I'm excited to try this. I think maybe this could be the answer to our dilemma with passwords.
Oh, I hope so. I am so glad to hear that you found the inbox presentation helpful and this helpful. It's just kind of my whole purpose in life is to just give little bits of things that make people find us that much easier.
It's the details, isn't it?
Yeah, just do this and then you'll be fine.
It's also, I love what you said, Marley, because it's also, you know, really underlying this is the systems and structures for our businesses. And so the more systems and structures that we can have, I think the more efficient we are, don't you think?
Oh, totally.
Yeah, and so I love this, and I've never, you know, I created my own years ago, and that's helped me. But I think this is better for this. So I have one that I use for websites and things that not like the banking or the email or, you know, important ones. But more like you opt in for, you know, a company where they want you to log in, different products that you purchase, so that I can kind of distinguish the things that I opt in for versus, you know, kind of more legitimate passwords that I want protected a little bit more. But that's helped me, so this is great. I'm gonna start transitioning some of our passwords over to this. This is great.
Excellent. Yeah, and one thing that I do like and strive for, because I tend to want to overcomplicate things. I'll play with systems and ideas all over the place. And when it comes down to it, it's like, what are you going to actually do? Consistently do. And so it's sometimes having an idea like this is all you need. And then other times you might even, you know, tweak it to your own way of doing. And either way is great because this is how you do is really the ideal here so that you don't have to think too much about it.
Right. And that you're right. That's the key. Not have to think about it. It becomes kind of more automatic. And in that vein, I really liked what you said about the last letter the last number on the 4 digits using the character right above that. I think that's brilliant.
That's my laziness coming out.
Well, no, I think it's efficient, you know, because you don't want to have to, you know, on a keyboard go to the very opposite end of the keyboard and, oh, bless you. So, you know, anyway, I think that's really great. So any other questions, comments, feedback? Well, we've got Nicole on the line, and also you're welcome to ask questions in regards to, the skill, or excuse me, the spotlight session that she gave at our Exceptional Connections in June. If you have any questions about that, you can ask her. This is your chance, because we didn't really carve out time for Q&A at our recent event. So Nicole, tell me, while people are getting their questions together, tell us a little bit more about your background, because I think it's really intriguing how you got started in creating, you have a series of digital office rescues. Tell us about those.
So, background first. Back in the day, I've always been a bit entrepreneurial because I always wanted to stay home with my kids. So I was looking for things that I could do at home and earn income. And so I did a variety of things. But one day my grandmother called me and she says, okay, I just got this computer and I need to know how to use it. And I'll pay you $20 if you come over once a week and teach me how to use this. So once a week I would go over there with my baby and we would do computer lessons. And after about a year, she says, you need to go do this for other people. So I went to a retirement community and asked if any of their people would need that. And that led to me doing classes for in basic computer skills for retirement communities. And then when I moved from Tacoma to Issaquah, I started doing techie admin stuff for a couple of professionals. I worked for a church, and I worked for a circus, and I worked for a financial planner in getting their technology stuff in order in kind of an admin capacity. But I wasn't as good of an admin as I was at setting up their email and organizing their files, and I would, arrange their contacts and update that information. And so that gave birth really to my company in its current form and my focus on digital office rescue, which consists of four sessions, and the first one being email, and you saw a preview of that when I spoke at the luncheon. And at the SkillStop in August, we're going to do that actual email workshop where I will kind of go through the strategy again and introduce a few more folders to help keep things organized. And I will demonstrate how to create those folders and then also demonstrate filters and unsubscribe techniques and searching techniques and other ways of getting your email system in an organized fashion so that it doesn't get in your way. And the hope is that at the end of the skill shop, everybody will come away with a fully organized or almost organized email system. And then in September, I will be launching the full digital office rescue series, which will include not only the email rescue, but also the file rescue for all the files on your computer in your cloud drives, Google Drive, Dropbox, as well as your actual device. And then a workshop will also be on your calendars, so making sure your calendars are synchronized with your phone and your computer, and you can organize your week using your calendar. And then the last one is on contacts, on how to keep your people in an organized state so that you can access the information as you need to, and also how to prepare your contact information for things like MailChimp or a CRM to manage your follow-ups or other business organizing things that need your contact information uploaded. So we'll talk about how that file works and how to set it up to prepare it for those more powerful systems. So that's what I got going on.
Awesome. That's exciting. So, we'll have to make sure after the August skill shop. So just to, kind of circle back on what Nicole just mentioned, we're hosting Nicole has generously offered to host a 1.5 hour skill shop on Operation Inbox Rescue. So she's going to be delving into how to deal with emails, as she mentioned, a little more. And it'll be 1.5 hours of content. It's a 2-hour skill shop, so we'll have like 15 minutes intro, some Q&A in there, and then the conclusion. So we'll be pretty prompt about how we use our time, but you know, you will get 1.5 hours, clock hours, towards the educational series for networking mastery. And, you know, she'll be reviewing some of the information, right, Nicole, that you did during the 20-minute session, but it's really a much deeper dive.
Yes, yeah. We're going to go over a lot more techniques, and it's going to be a Zoom call, so you'll also be able to visually see as I demonstrate. And ideally, you'd also be able to go to your own systems and implement immediately as we're on the workshop.
Yeah, so the intention is to be more interactive, and I'm really excited about the Zoom call part of it because I think with that topic, it is important to be able to actually go in there and see what you're doing. And we weren't able to do that at the during her spotlight presentation. Often wonky to do internet, right, when you're doing live presentations. But it'll be ideal for the skill shop. So if anybody has not, we're giving everybody an opportunity to still register at the luncheon price of $37, which is a screaming deal. And again, from the comfort of your home, you can have a cup of tea and be able to, you know, really have access to some great information from Nicole. And even better than that, have the opportunity to ask her questions and really get clear on what you need. So if you found the first spotlight speaker opportunity, and we will have opportunities to register at the July and August Exceptional Connections Networking Luncheons, but it will be at a higher price point. This will be the last week that we're going to honor the $37 rate. So if you're interested in it, you can go to https://... And Nicole's going to have to show me a shorter way to do this. Then /ECN/educational-series-august, AUG.eventbrite.com. Or just go to exceptionalconnectionsnetworking.com under skill shops, educational skill shops, and there'll be a link there that you can register directly. Or contact myself, Cindy O'Neill Dady, at Cindy, CYNDI, at exceptionalconnectionsnetworking.com, and I will give you that rate. But it will expire on Friday this week, the $37 rate, and then you can take advantage of it from there. But love to have you join us. So as we wrap up here, I'll just give people an opportunity if any other questions have occurred to them before we close. So any other questions that have come up while we've been chatting here and you've been hearing more about Nicole's background, or just want to thank her and acknowledge her for, you know, being able to be on this call and offer some new structures and systems to help us to stay organized, this is your chance. All right. So I'm going to go ahead and just, Nicole, you did a great job of just letting us know what's going on, but I don't want to be remiss in letting our listeners know, in addition to the skill shop that we're working on for August, and by the way, that's Tuesday, August 28th from noon to 2, and the luncheon special, bonus call special is $37, and it'll be going up incrementally. But what are other ways that our listeners can work with you? And I know what I'd really like to do is after our August call, make sure that they, you know, we can plug our community into your September event as well.
Oh, yeah, that'd be fun. Yeah. So you can get a hold of me at my website at luxcentric.com. That's luxcentric.com. And there is on there, on the website, a menu item for schedule, and that would allow you to schedule either a topic tackle to work on a specific topic like organizing passwords or clearing out email. Or you could schedule a 30-minute strategy session with me where we could just talk about how I could be useful to you and your company.
Perfect. That's awesome. Well, thank you so much, Nicole, for your generosity. It's been a great call, and really appreciated you being our spotlight speaker as well. And I'm looking forward to being able to highlight you as our online skill shop. So that gives, we do have people in our community who are not local, like Gail, who's on the line from Virginia today. So she can, she was talking about wanting to join us as well. So, all right, guys. Well, thank you so much. It's a beautiful day here in Seattle, Washington, and I understand in other parts of the country as well. So stay cool, take care, have a wonderful summer. And any closing words, Nicole, that you want to offer our community?
Really, just it's been a pleasure to come up and talk with you, and I hope to see you again soon. And just go do stuff and enjoy life.
All right, thank you. And I love your tagline, don't let technology bully you, because sometimes it does. But all your digital office to the rescue tips are much appreciated. So, all right, guys, have a great day, and you're welcome to sign off and say hi to Nicole as we end this call.
Thank you.
Thanks, Nicole. You're the best. Appreciate you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.